This is the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here with you once again on the Social Geek Radio Network. Before we get started with today's show, I've got a quick announcement. The International Franchise Association's Marketing and Innovation Committee, of which I'm proud to be a member, invites you to join a virtual marketing workshop coming up on December 9th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. During this virtual workshop, you'll have the chance to take part in roundtable discussions with other franchising professionals to share thoughts on some trending marketing topics, including how to maximize the monetization of your customer data and consumer engagement for 2022. This workshop is free and open to all current IFA members. And if you're not yet a member, send me a DM on Facebook and I'll get you in. Space is limited, so book your spot today. The link is in today's show notes, and we're going to have it all over all of our social media channels. I'm joined once again by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. Mike, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Jack?
I'm good, but I'm sitting here thinking, do we need to change the name of this podcast? Is it no longer the Facebook Franchise Podcast? Could it be the Meta Franchise Podcast?
There you go. Yeah, we'll have to start doing our Meta Monday chat.
There we go. Oh, hashtag Meta Monday, everybody. So that being said, Mike, with Meta, and I'm still wrapping my head around this, and I think a lot of people are. Set us straight on this, Mike. Meta is the company name, right? Facebook, the platform, will still be called Facebook. Do I have that right?
That's right. Yeah. So Meta will be the, holding. If you think of it in terms of a holding company, Meta will be the holding company that owns Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, all the Oculus, all the things that they've always had.
Got it. So very much like what Google did, 3 years ago, something like that with
Alphabet. Right.
Yeah. Okay, good. So yeah, I've seen a few people in panic mode saying that, they're changing Facebook to Meta. Not exactly, but I can see where that confusion is coming from. What's your overall take on it? And then we'll get into some details of the change. And is this more of a just an image and maybe sort of a public relations thing, or is this going to sort of roll out how things are going to look in the future?
Yeah, I think there's two levels of that. I think number one, yeah, of course, they've had some pretty negative press in the last little bit. So I think there's definitely a PR element to it. But I also think that, if you watch the keynote, and I'm sure nobody nerded out as much as I did, but if you watch the keynote and you start reading through some of the documentation that they've started to roll out, they really believe this is the future of where things are going, this virtual, augmented reality space is where everything's going to be in the next, 7 to 10 years, probably sooner than that in their minds. But, thinking realistically about, how long it's going to take till you can convince people to put on, VR goggles every day or VR glasses or whatever. 5, 7, 10 years, this is going to be a reality.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the key there is how long will it take to get people to put them on? But truthfully, once they put them on, how are we going to get people to take them off? Because think that's what I see happening with people who are going to get deep into this. And you chatted with me about this 6 months ago or so when we were talking about some of the advertising opportunities and promotional opportunities that we could see in this new virtual world, as far as, getting back to it's way more than just a banner ad on a video game. The whole Meta, I almost said Facebook, the whole Meta verse out there is going to be full of opportunities. So it is kind of interesting that they're really going all in on this Meta idea.
Yeah, and I think there's a few things just in my mind as I've started to kind of think through like, what does this mean for long-term strategy for a brand, for a franchise? There are just a few things kind of on that. You know, it's funny, when we did that podcast a few months ago, I actually had a couple people message me privately, and some people even say some stuff that were around the office and some different things, and were, you know, like, man, that's forever away. Like, nobody really is going to do that. Yeah. And so I had the distinct privilege of being able to say, hey, by the way, you remember when you told me that wasn't ever going to happen? Like, welcome to the future. Yeah.
Everything's changing in such a rapid acceleration rate right now. You know, yeah. Things that we used to say, yeah, 5 years from now, no one even thinks in terms of 5 years from now, because that's like two generations from now, right? Now it's like, you know, there's now and there's 12 months from now. That's the only two milestones we can even look at with anything related to whether it's Facebook or other types of technology. 5 years might as well be a lifetime.
Well, that, and I think once this starts, once the environment comes out, and by that, I mean, if you haven't watched the keynote, you need to go at least watch the first 20 minutes of it. When the environment actually comes out on a public level that's widely accessible, it's going to be week to week. Like, what changed? It's going to be like old Facebook, right? Like, what's the new thing on Facebook this week? And I think there's a level of brands that aren't ready for that. So if you remember, we actually joked about this, Jack, back when we were actually going to conferences in person all the time. But there was a session at the Marketing Innovation and Technology Conference. And I think we were in Austin, Texas at the University of Texas. It was that year was the first year that there was a specific session on like blockchain technology and what that was going to do. And I remember sitting in that room and people, you know, being like, oh, whatever, crypto's never going to be a thing. And, I mean, people were literally verbalizing that like on a wide scale. And as I've started thinking about Meta, like, hey, if you don't know what NFTs are yet, if you're not thinking through, like you better go follow Gary Vaynerchuk again and start figuring out how like some of this artwork, this digital artwork stuff is working and what's happening in that world. Because if I'm a brand, I have an opportunity in the metaverse to start selling NFT based objects. And so it's like your product line is about to become digitalized as well. Like, people are going to want to put your brand stickers, and guess what? You can sell those suckers in the metaverse, right? And so, brands who aren't ready for that, like I think advertising is the entry level conversation that we're having here, because that's like, sure, there's a piece there, but man, brands are really going to have to start thinking about, what does it look like for my brand to be present fully in a digital environment where people are going to be interacting? Because, you know, people are going to buy clothes for their little avatar people, right? Like, so there are going to be brands that design clothes for the metaverse. There are going to be brands that, you know, design fake food for the metaverse. Like, all of those things that sound like hilarious to talk about.
Someday we'll get to the point where we'll say, hey, remember, we used to actually buy Under Armour clothes in real life. Now we just do it in the metaverse because, you know, I don't need to leave the house. So why would I even, you know, bother to buy a new sweatshirt? I just need the virtual version.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. There's like a level of like, man, it almost sounds like a joke to talk about it that way, Jack, but it's like, that's going to be the reality that my kids grow up in, right?
Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. And you've got young kids. So, you know, again, they're a whole generation away from even things that right now would blow our minds. That will be their day in, day out communication and marketing.
Yeah. And so like, yeah, my one thing for brands is, it's like, if you've ever had a desire to say like, we're going to be on the cutting edge of technology, or like, if you've ever struggled to get there, like, you better way today, because if you thought the jump from like, hey, like, you know, people come to my restaurant and eat too. Like, hey, we're in COVID. I've got to figure out this digital, how do I sell hamburgers without people being able to, you know, physically come into my building. Like if that's a struggle, like you really need to invest in a technology team that can think through, because this is going to change. It really is going to change how consumers do business with businesses. I mean, some of the things that they preview just in little pieces where he was doing things, you could already see the groundwork that's being laid for like, oh, right. If I want to order McDonald's and have Uber Eats drop it at my door, I don't have to leave the metaverse to do that anymore. Well, if McDonald's isn't ready for that, Burger King is going to eat them alive, right? Like, so
yeah,
those
yeah,
are the
absolutely.
Things as brands, you've got to be ready for that. And like, there's no, like, there's no playbook for this right now. And so you've got to have some really smart team members that are ready to start having those serious conversations to be able to start saying like, what does it look like for our brand to develop on an AR platform? What does it look like for us to be able to digitalize like our menu and put it in a virtual reality environment? What does it look like for us to be able to integrate, you know, with all these delivery apps and all these different things? And So there's just a massive technology jump that's getting ready to happen. And I'm afraid there's a lot of brands that are ill prepared for that. That this is going to, you know, they're going to continue to say like, nobody's ever going to log on to Facebook. You know what I
right.
mean? Like,
you know, that's a good point, Mike. I think to really get people to come around, especially if you've got, you know, maybe a CEO or some board members, or if you're an agency and you've got some clients that just aren't ready to hear this, I think we need to look at the recent past. You know, think about this. 5 years ago, if you would have said that, you know, a guy like me in his 50s would be on TikTok, I would have said, oh, come on. That's for kids. I don't even know if I knew what TikTok was 5 years ago. That's for kids, you know. Or you know, the fact that if we would go back 8 years and say, you know, the brands that are succeeding right now in digital marketing are the ones that are winning on Instagram, and you can buy things directly off of Instagram stories and so forth. Again, there would have been a large group of people who said, no, there's no way. That's another flash in the pan. It's not going to happen. And sort of like the folks talking about crypto at the IFA MidCon session you were at 4 years ago, and everyone was, you know, trying to talk themselves out of it then too. And look where crypto is today. And you know, so I think before anyone in our audience says, no, this is too far, you know, the virtual realities are just not going to happen, especially through Facebook. I turned to our friend Gary Vaynerchuk, and because he is rarely wrong on this stuff, and he is way out in front of all of these things, telling us to get our act together, because this will happen. It's just a question of how soon.
Yeah, and I think you can even kind of look at you know, kind of some of the big companies, right? Like Facebook has already said, like, hey, we're devoted to this. Like, what has Apple been building for the last 2 to 3 years? Like, every time they do, like, you know, here's our new products and everything, they also spend time talking about their new augmented reality platforms that you can build augmented reality environments on. So yeah. Apple's moving that direction. Facebook's moving that direction. Yeah. Google's moving that direction. So it's like, if all of these major companies are heading that way, they already control our lives. Like, we're not going to have a choice at some level, but to
right.
move that direction. But
right. Well, and look at the consumer goods companies that we're talking about, McDonald's and so forth. You know, who would have thought 6 years ago that I'd have a McDonald's app on my phone,
yep.
right? Who, why would I need that? Or, yep. or Mike, I'm guessing you have a Chick-fil-A app, do you?
Oh yes. I am a signature member for the next like 3 years already.
A platinum level, a Chick-fil-A app, or, you know, we just didn't think that that was something that anyone would be attracted to back at some point. And now you would not think of going to one of those places without using that app, because you're getting something for it. There's some sort of loyalty program or something like that. Think about Starbucks. every innovation Starbucks has had in the past few years has had nothing to do with making their coffee taste better, right? Yep. It's the same Pike Place coffee that I've been getting for how many years now. But the difference is the app and the ability to have all of this, you know, quote unquote, free money sitting on my phone. And I never have to take out a credit card when I'm traveling or, you know, at the airport getting coffee. It's all right there. And that's where companies like Starbucks and McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and the rest have really focused on these innovations, because they believe it. They, when Facebook rolls out something with Oculus or anything else, I don't think there's too many people in at McDonald's or Starbucks saying, yeah, we're not going to participate in that. Yeah, you know, they right. they're going to fight to see who can partner first, right? So, so yeah, follow the money, even if it's just money sitting on an app, I always say. So what do you think is next in this metaverse, Mike? And what should franchise companies do to, and I'm not saying they need to run out and drop millions of dollars on being part of that world, but what should they do to be ready, to be in a position where they can make a difference with their franchise company?
Yeah, I think step one is making sure that you're investing in your technology team and that you have somebody that understands VR design, right? Like even if it's just part of their skill set, like go ahead and start talent acquisition, because guess what? Facebook's about to scoop up a bunch of people that are moving in that direction. Yeah. And then Google's going to do it, and Apple's going to do it, and eventually McDonald's is going to do it. So like, secure the talent today to be able to innovate for tomorrow, right? Yeah. So go ahead and start investing in your team, whether that's, you know, start sending them to conferences so that they can start learning, what does it look like to code VR environments? What does it look like to create digital assets? What does it look like to do this stuff? So like, invest in your team to be able to do that, or start looking at what partners out there exist. So I think that's step one. And I think step two is dream a little bit, right? Like, you know, everybody's kind of got their, you know, here's my next 6 month roadmap. Here's my next year roadmap. You need to be thinking in your next, you know, 3 to 5 year roadmap of like, you know, what are the digital assets that I think my company could monetize? Like whether that's stickers of my brand, or there's, you know, ways to create VR environments to walk into your, you know, create a virtual environment of your store, like whatever that looks like. Go ahead and start thinking that way today. You don't have to spend a ton of money like actualizing it at this point, but I think being ready for that and going ahead and having something sketched out as to where you want to get there, I think is going to pay off massive dividends in the future from people that, you know, start into it. It's like, I always used to laugh when people would design apps and be like, well, I built it for, you know, iPhone, but like, it'll just look like a zoomed in version on iPad because, you know, that's what we really want you to use. Or like vice versa. Like, well, we just like took our website and like turned it into a downloadable app and it like doesn't work right.
Right.
You know, so it's like, you can't lead off with technology that doesn't function well. You've got to be ready for what that looks like. So plan ahead, be ready, start thinking that way, and invest in your team to make sure you have people around you that can do those things and do them well. So those would be kind of my two action steps today. And then keep up with what's happening, right? Because you want to be an early adopter in this thing. Like there's late to the game here is like being late to the game on the internet, right? Like you can't be late to the game on this thing. It's that significant of a change in our world that you better be there first. You better be there first.
As always, Mike, thanks for all of that great information today. And for more info on Facebook and other social media channels for your franchise, please check out socialjoey.com. And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.